the direct.
That's not collective, though, right? I was just hoping.
I mean, kind of. Okay, word. I still have two, though.
Okay, you're valid.
I mean, they can be one, technically, but it's two. I think this one deserves its own.
Okay, so I'll take it as one, and we can both just discuss it. Because I only have one.
Okay. Okay, cool. That works for me.
Can I give off a ta-da?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to roll us into the episode?
Oh, yeah, sure. What's up, Benjamin Earth listeners?
Welcome to episode 30.
Just a quick ta-da. Oh, Dirty 30.
Dirty what?
I did... What'd you just say?
I said dirty what?
Oh, 30. Didn't you say 30? I don't know what episode we're on.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, Dirty 30. It's when you go and get sloppy 30. On your 30th birthday.
That sounds like the worst time.
Yes.
Because at that point, you're no longer able to handle a hangover.
But that's the fun. I don't know why it's the fun, but it's the fun.
Okay. I mean, when I hit 30, we'll know. I guess.
Okay.
That's a scary thing to say. I didn't think I'd hit 20.
Big mood! Big mood! Oh, all those posts where it's like when you didn't think you would hit 15 years old and now you don't know what you're doing with your life, and every single one of them I look at and I go, peace sign, that's me. Oop. Here we go.
Oop, finger guns.
Snap to that. Okay, I actually can't watch the Audacity screen because it's making me dizzy to think that that's my voice, but, like, in a line.
It does that.
I don't know why that it just really hit does me, that. But it did.
I can combine, one of my friggin' hoorays into the collective.
Ooh.
Okay. We figured it out. We got there.
Okay, word. Okay, well, one of my ta-das is I did the Jax Films Kids Bop Quiz. Excuse me, and I got an 87%. I got
majority
of those questions right. That's an approximation because I'm not very good at math, and I just looked at the numbers, and I think that's how you do math. But I'm did so a proud pretty of you, good the job.
Kids Bop Union rep.
I'm so happy for you. That's who I am now. This is real.
The Kids Bop Union rep.
Deanna, what are you drinking? Are you popping down anything?
Right now? Would you clink this drink? Let's see. It's a Polar Mango Limeade Seltzer, and yeah, I'd clink this drink. 5 out of 5.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Those are so good.
Yup.
Those are absolutely heavenly. Oh, I could go for one of those right now, but, like, also mixed in with, like, what's that? The Tropicana Peach Puree mix thing.
Oh my god.
Yes. Well, I am popping down a City Roots Original Red Dry Cider, which is the same cider I had at the Madian concert and also at the Struts concert I went to in October, and it just gives me really good vibes. And is it my favorite?
Speaking of good.
Is it my favorite? No. I'm going to give it a solid 4 out of 5. Virgin on 3.5, but, like, the vibes. Like, it's just a good memory. Whenever I look at it, I'm like, yeah, I set that on the floor. I chugged that in 2 minutes and then set it on the floor.
And then our eyes met during Hackers.
And then our eyes met during Hackers.
I also have a ta-da. Ooh. And it's, I have two little ta-das. One is Beat Saber. Because Dave got a VR headset, and I've been playing Beat Saber, like, every time I go to his house.
Ooh.
Related, my second ta-da is remakes of concert mixes of songs. I was looking for songs to play by Porter on Beat Saber, because you can download custom songs on the PC version pretty easily. And I was like, oh, the Shelter mix, what's that? Like, it's not the one I'm looking for, but I'll play it anyway. I started crying while playing VR, because it was Porter Robinson and Madian mixed like they had been in the Shelter tour, and it was a song that I hadn't heard in like 3 years.
Stop.
Three
it.
And a half. And like it just took me back.
Oh.
So I found it on YouTube, I downloaded it, and since I have Spotify Premium,
yes,
I'm listening to it on my playlist on Bluetooth.
Yes!
Wherever I go. So I just, it's so good. I also, there's someone who makes, who's made a remake of the Good Faith Concert that I'll send you after this, because
Wait,
it's still a work in progress, but a lot of it is done. Yeah.
Wait, that's so tight.
Right?
I have another little ta-da, and I don't know if it's a ta-da or a ta-don't, but a band that I kind of like, but it's like my friend's favorite band in the world, just announced that they're doing like a tour 2.5, so it's going to be like a little different from the last show, and they like added 2 acts, including Hobo Johnson or whatever his name is, and I kind of want to go see it. But I've already seen this show twice. So I'm like, should I go again? Should I just go to a different show? That's what I'm thinking. But like, I don't know. We'll see. Last one I legit went to alone and absolutely vibed by myself. It was awesome. And the one before that, we went to New York to see. So now I'm like, well, damn. Maybe I should just go again. Maybe now I'll like really love them. And
Totally.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go again. We'll play it by ear.
You can never go wrong with a concert, I feel like.
True. I feel that.
Even at concerts that I didn't enjoy being at, I found something to enjoy.
Yeah.
Actually, there's only one.
My God. I'm trying to think if there's ever been any concerts I didn't enjoy. Enjoy! Sorry, that is a Pokemon Sun Moon anime reference, but I don't regret it. Maybe I would go see this band if I knew the words to a single one of their songs.
Okay, that's a good place to start. You have Google, correct?
Oh yeah, wait here. Let's look. What's the song I like? It goes way up, oh no. Way up, go down the road. Burn the whole house before, down. Sorry.
You're looking up lyrics over there, huh?
Yeah. So, a lot of these lines are not what I thought they were. And they say the words very clearly. I just didn't know them.
You know what? If I could manage it at Cupcake, not knowing any of her raps, I think you got it.
Used to let it go, walking real slow. That's what I thought it was. It's walking to the show. Gawking at the tricks up your sleeve. Too good to be true. Full of me in a room full of entertainers and thieves. That's not what I have ever heard before.
I feel like it wouldn't be far off, but those are words that are pretty easy to confuse with other things.
I thought it was full of enemies and thieves. Like, I did not... Oh. I do not know what I thought this song was. And it's not a difficult song. In no way is this a rap song. In no way is this a slurred word song. This is a song that goes like, used to keep it cool, used to be the fool, used to go down that road, ba ba. I wish I knew the words. But that's fine.
Oh my God. You know what?
What?
You're excused.
Oh.
I feel like it's okay.
Thank you.
Ugh. Anyway, should we take out some garbage?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's pop out that garbage.
Pretty heavy trash day today. Tell you about this garbage?
Yeah.
Okay. My first one, I'm just gonna get this one totally out of the way. Content warning for abortion, but pro-life propaganda makes me so furious. What the fuck?
You're right.
Like, how are you going to totally invalidate some woman's experience and some woman's pain just so, like, a collection of cells can have the chance?
Literally. It's not even a baby yet. It's not even a it's baby. Not even,
like, could you imagine invalidating women's rights so bad? And like, so, yeah. I mean, that's really it. It's not pro-life. It's anti-choice.
Ooh, that's a good.
So just fuck.
That's a solid statement.
Fuck pro-life.
Fuck pro-life.
No redeeming qualities.
There really is just no such thing as pro-life. Like, yeah. It's not real.
I mean, you are, I would consider pro-life being you want a woman to enjoy her life and live her life to the fullest.
Yes.
Like, that's a person you're talking about. Ugh. The woman.
But, you know.
Anyway.
Even if the woman's gonna die, at least we could have a baby. Maybe.
Literally.
Who grows up without a mother. So.
Literally.
You know, like, there wouldn't be any resentment there either.
No. So that's my first garbage bin, and I would like to shy away from that.
Okay.
As soon as possible, because it just makes me mad.
Oh my god.
What's your first garbage bin?
Oh, I have to unlock my phone. One second. Oh,
you can take your time.
Okay. Okay, so I got like low key stood up on Valentine's Day, and I'm a little pissed. And that's my first garbage bin, because I was supposed to go see Sonic the Hedgehog the movie with this guy I met on gay Tinder. It's called Tamarai. I don't know how to say it. But he's cute enough. Like, he wasn't butt ugly, but I was like, okay, we can make this work. Like, we're both on the same level. This is good. He was a firefighter. He's not, nowhere did it say gamer, so I was like, we're safe. We're good. And he was like, hey, like, what are you doing Friday? And I was like, oh, nothing, but, like, it's Valentine's Day. Like, I'm working till 9, but after that, I'm good. And he was like, oh, well, would you maybe want to go see a movie or something? And I was like, fuck yeah, let's go see Sonic the Hedgehog. And then I got out of work at 9 and was like, hey, you still want to go see that movie? And he was like, feel the emergency. See, text back later. And I'm not texting first, and I haven't received anything, so this is fine.
I'm gonna beat him up.
I was about to beat him up.
How dare
the
he?
Biggest
How dare he?
See, all these issues happen, but I think in the long run, it saved me a lot of trouble. Because his name, like, first of all, he was a Leo. And I only ever get crushes on Leos. And his name was also Andrew, and I have a friend named Andrew, who I love. And I just
I also love your friend Andrew.
I couldn't love my friend Andrew and then also have a boyfriend named Andrew. Like, that just, like, I would have to either call him, like, Andy, which is weird because, like, I don't know. Because I did have a crush on more than one Andy. Including my RA. But that's okay. what's the man that you... Oh, I'm not gonna say his name on here, actually. Yeah, so I can't go on that. And then he's just not a Drew, either. And I just... I would have to call him by his male name, and it would be a whole thing. And I just... I think I'm saving myself a headache. But that was a little sad. So instead I just got drunk and sat in my bed. It was great. I had a mangorita. And I FaceTimed my friend Mackenzie. We were
I would have gone on a Valentine's date with you had you told me.
What?
I would have gone on a Valentine's date with you.
Aw, thank you, Mama. I know. My friend Lillian said but, she would go with me.
Because I was also I was also working until 9, ugh. So Dave and I had our Valentine's Day thing on Saturday.
Wait, do you want to hear something really cute? So yeah. My neighbors across the street. I've known them since the day I was born. And I love them more than life. And they're like 40 something and 50 something. They're like my parents' age. And the husband goes, I was going to take her out for Valentine's Day, but she hates crowds. She hates it when places are busy. Why would I take her out on the busiest day of the year? So we're going to get Chinese food tonight. And it was Thursday. And I was like, you're a man who knows your wife because that's exactly what she wants. And I was just like, God, you're just so good. You're just a good, good man. I just love him. Like, you know when you just see a man, you're like, that's one good man.
Yes.
Including Dave.
Including Dave.
So yeah, that's my garbage bin. Throw the whole man away. Right.
Good.
I was gonna say thank you, but honestly, like, just fuck that. Like, I didn't get to see Sonic. I was prepared to give this boy my Sonic the Hedgehog. Forget Valentine's Day. I was gonna give him my Sonic the Hedgehog experience.
Ugh.
So freaking pissed. But that's fine. We're over it.
How rude of him.
Deanna, tell me your next garbage bin!
Speaking of men, I love having my experience and my knowledge invalidated. Because I have to live stream this thing, right? I have to record this thing. I am not going to be here 2 days out of tech week because I have class. I'm not giving up my 2 master's degrees for this job. I am on staff. I have to fight with a high school student for the equipment I need to do my job.
Jesus.
Not only am I having difficulty with all of everything because nothing works and no one tells me that we have certain things or that certain things can be set up away, but I set everything up so and idiot-proof it so anyone can walk in there. I have the sound person working on this thing because there was like a USB mic that we were going to use that ended up not working. It wasn't there when I was trying to set up anything Wednesday. So I was like, oh yeah, sound person, can you set this up this way and put it as an input in this program you know how to use? He was like, yep, good, I'll set it up tomorrow. This high schooler walks into the theater today while I'm at work, emails the entire production team, and asks what is up with the setup. I explain it to him no less than 3 times. And the entire team. I say, I am unavailable after this time. After that time, he dismantles my entire setup and does it his way.
Oh my God.
Because I know nothing about live streaming. Because I know nothing about recording a play or recording video. I'm not hired to do this. But wait. I'm so furious. And then I have the tech guy talking about how there's a student who brought in something of his own that he had from his house because I didn't know this school had it. And we're using it as part of the setup. No problem. This kid was probably going to get it anyway. I didn't know they hadn't bought it at the time. And he ended up getting it so we could use it for this thing. I was like, this kid knows. I told him exactly what I did for the live stream. I told him exactly what to do. And he's probably going to be there when I'm not. He just has to hit start.
My God.
In 2 places. And this kid fucks everything up. And then the tech guy is like, why aren't you using the equipment that we bought for theater? And I was like, I just explained, yes, I am.
Someone else said no.
Like, if you had listened to me talk, or read my email, that I broke down for you and your simple minds, we would not be in this situation. I don't care. I'm getting paid to be here.
It's literally their money.
Like, literally... I'm not exaggerating when I say I have 8 years of live stream experience.
It's not like you used to run a company based on streaming and recording.
And the second largest club on a college campus.
Oh my God.
Running an event every goddamn week with a live stream. Flawless.
But you know, why would you know anything, silly woman? Go back to your 24-hour
live streams without a hitch. God.
Go back to your period week, lady.
Period 4 months, and I'll bleed on you if you even so much as look at me the wrong way. Oh. And that's on an arm implant.
And that's on arm implant. men are
tomorrow.
Babies are so dumb. Babies are so freaking dumb.
Men are just so.
I'm sorry. Did I say? I think I said the right thing. Never mind.
You said what?
I said babies, but I meant men. But they're the same thing, right. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like.
Oh.
So I'm showing up early to rehearsal tomorrow, like about half an hour, maybe an hour early, and I'm just gonna talk to the director and be like, "Is my work adequate?"
Like, do you want me to leave?
Like, do you want me to step back? Do you want someone else to take care of recordings and live streams? Because I shouldn't have to come into a workspace that, after I've set it up, has been ruined and messed up. Because lights tech doesn't have to deal with that. Sound tech doesn't have to deal with that. The actors don't have to deal with that. Why do I have to deal with that?
Literally.
Like, literally, lights tech will walk in tomorrow. The cues will be written. The board will be in the correct place. Sound tech will walk in tomorrow. Their cues will be set up. Their stuff will work. They will just have to hit go. I have to move cameras back and forth. I have to make sure everything still works. And I don't have time to do that. Like, tomorrow's literally opening night.
Jeez.
And I had set it up for a reason. So that when I got there, after 2 graduate level classes this week, I would know that I could just do my job.
But why make it easy? Why listen to the adults?
Why make it easy? Literally.
And why not just look at you and say, hey, why don't we do it this way? So that you could once again slowly explain to this child why you were doing it the correct way instead of his way.
Anyway. So, fuck. Discrediting my literally 8 years of experience doing live streams and video for live events.
But thank you
for, thank you for letting me know my worth, because I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Isn't that, like, a nice little fulfilling thing when someone treats you like an idiot, but then you're like, actually, no. Like, when you realize you have the knowledge, you're like, oh, actually, you're wrong. You're wrong, and you're a stupid bitch.
My second garbage bin is that my coworker is so fucking stupid. And she's so fucking stupid. And she's new. I'm not gonna say her name. God, she's so fucking stupid. And like today was the first day where I didn't have to take notes on every stupid thing she said. Here's my thing. I don't like to be mean. I don't think anyone enjoys being mean. But, like, I found myself being really fucking mean this week. And I was like, okay, Julia, we have to take a step back and reevaluate. And so, like, every time she said a stupid thing, I would write my response to it in my phone. So that I would not say it out loud. And I was like, this might be meaner. I was like, this might be a meaner thing to do. Because then it was like, it felt like it was behind her back. And everything she said. Everything she has these stupidest stories, and she only wants to talk all day long, and I don't want to talk to her all day long. Sometimes when I want to talk, I will talk your goddamn ear off. In my sociology class, I will talk for hours, because she'll be like, do we live in a society? And I'll be like, yes, we do, actually. And I walk into my fucking classroom, and this woman is like... Well, I'm trying to teach circle. I am trying to do circle with a bunch of little kids who need constant motion. They need to keep watching my mouth do things. They have to keep doing things. And I'll be like, good morning, someone. And she'll be like, well, that's so interesting. I wish my kids could say that circle. And I'm just like, shut up.
shut up! Like, I'm trying to get my kids to read. I was trying to read a book earlier, a book that she had never heard of before, and she started reading along with me. And I thought I was going to punch her in the throat. I was like, you need to shut up.
I think I
would have. I was like, I was reading a book, and it was like, Big Cat, Big Cat. And she started going, Big Cat, Big Cat. And I was like, you need to shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ.
Like, okay, so yesterday, I think my biggest garbage bin story from this is when I went to put away a little girl's diapers. And this about sums up how, because our first day was just her being an idiot. Our second day, she decided to talk down to me. And then she decided to fight me. And today, she decided, you know what? Let's just listen to Julia. Let's just shut up and listen to her. Because she might know what she's doing after 2 years working in the field. And so yesterday, she decides... I was putting away diapers, and I opened up the left side of the cabinet instead of the right side of the cabinet, and I went, oh, I forgot. Her diapers are over here. So I'm holding the bucket for this child. I'm holding Sally's diaper bucket, about to put the diapers in.
Yep.
And this woman looks at my face and says, oh, yeah, Sally's diapers are on the right side, not the left. As I'm holding the diaper bucket that I picked up out of my room that I've been in for 3 weeks. And I've known these kids since the day they were born. And I really was like, do you think I'm a fucking idiot? Because we're not all like you. You stupid, stupid woman. Stupid woman. Stupid woman.
Oh my
Shut God. Up! Shut up, stupid woman! Don't make me feel insecure about my intelligence. You're the stupid one. Like, I'm already insecure about everything else. I'm pretty settled in where my smarts are. Like, please, yeah. Shut the fuck up. Oh, it made me so mad. It made me so mad. So, fuck you to my coworker. Thank you for at least being better today, but, like, God. Oh, and thank you because one of my mom's friends texted me and was like, is everything okay today? I heard work's been a little tough. And I was like, you know what, Donnell? Thank you. Like, thank you. And then she, like, sent me a gift that was like, some people are so stupid. And I was like, thank you. They are. And it was just very sweet. So thank you to that. Like... I got that nice little affirming note from my mom's friend. But also, fuck you, you stupid ass bitch. No, you're not a bitch.
I feel like I'm
a bitch. Fuck you, you're stupid.
I feel like friends of your mom are always, like, that have been around are always the best.
Literally. Some of them decided that they can cuss in front of me now, and it really messed with my head.
Oh my God.
I really had, like, a moment.
Yep.
One of them was like, God, my daughter can...
bonding
like,
moment.
Like, her daughter is 6 years old, and this woman goes, she can be a little bit of a bitch sometimes. And I was like, Donnell! You said that to me? It was magical.
Alright. Oh. Is that it?
Yeah, and funnily enough, I think someone's coming down the basement stairs to recycle something. Should we help them out?
Oh, yeah, of course. Let's head on over to the recycling center.
Let's go!
Listen to my other podcast.
Oh my God, you guys.
So guess tired. What?
Oh, I found a... What?
I have another podcast. It's called Is This a JoJo's Reference?
Hey, is that a JoJo's reference?
You know, it's hard to say. We're...
<I'm> sorry!
Dave and I are about, almost done with part 3. Of the anime, which is really exciting. We're getting into, like, the final episodes and, like, meeting Dio again. So that's interesting. You can follow me. You can follow it at Is This a JoJo's Reference on Twitter. And you can also follow me at Nerd on Twitter. And you can also follow my StudyGram that I made called Grad Notes. It's just a fun little thing I wanted to do. And that's it. That's it for me.
Diana, I think you died. Oh, Lord, she's fucking dead.
Hey.
Oh, hello. Welcome back.
I wish the internet worked literally at all. But I did all my plugs, so go ahead and do yours and I'll cut them together.
I filled my time.
I'm sorry. Did you do your plugs already? Did you record them?
No. I was just whistling.
Plug your stuff.
I'm sorry. I can't stop laughing. I don't know. So I'm J4 Fusion on everything. I think my Twitter name currently is, what is it? Oh, Kids Bop Union Rep. Mm-hmm. I will listen to any podcast and I will commission any artist. So please hit me up. Just let me know. I just like to have art. I like it when people make me art.
Solid.
I'll do an art trade. I'll do a little tradesies. We'll have a good time. Okay. But, yeah. Hit me up with any of your IKEA building needs. Yeah. My credit card number is 466-530. The three fun numbers on the back are 42069.
Oh my god.
Diana, can I start the friggin' hurries, please?
Yes.
Diana! Animal Crossing is coming out so soon! There was a direct today, and I want to build blue stairs all over my town, and yep. Also I can make a graveyard.
Yup.
I am very excited. Okay, so Animal Crossing is a game series by Nintendo, and it has one of the biggest communities, like, fan communities out there. But it also gets, like, very little love from Nintendo until recently, when they gave us a half an hour direct, a three-part direct, in which they said Amiibos would be usable.
They said Amiibos.
So me, who went to Five Below and have bought every single Amiibo for $2, is a very happy camper. I just have to get all the cards. But oh my god, I'm so excited. I love Animal Crossing. There's so many fun things. I can use a stick to jump across water. I can just leap across water. I can make unlimited ponds. I can make ponds that look like dicks. I can make ponds that look like hearts. I can make ponds that look like dicks.
Terraforming!
More like terrifying, am I right, ladies?
What?
I just can't wait to play God.
Everything they showed is revolutionary.
Everything I was dreaming of and more. The only thing I'm missing is Dr. Shrunk, and he'll be there. He'll be there. He's just coming. Yeah. He's in the back with Katrina. Celeste was there!
Celeste is coming back!
Give me her observatory! Give her a job! Let me put dicks in the sky!
Oh, please.
That was the highlight. The highlight. For me. I love Celeste so much.
She's my baby.
My absolute child. I'm just so fucking excited. And there's gonna be new characters. And what if they put in a bat? If they put in a bat, I would cry, and I would only want one that looked like a dragon fruit, and I don't know why, but that's all I want.
That is so cute.
They also showed the little Thanksgiving turkey guy, and that gives me hope for cooking in this game.
Yes!
Also, on my direct
bingo... We already
bingo,
have crafting, like...
Literally.
It's not a jump.
I almost got bingo. I was one off, because we did not get a boat. We got a plane.
Oh, yeah, that's close enough.
I'm a little bitter, but that's fine.
I mean, I straight up edited my bingo, excited. So I'd have like three or four bingos. So
I was halfway through designing bingo, and then was like, wait, I should move these so I can get a bingo.
And then I tried moving them and they were all stuck and I didn't want to restart. So I just said, okay. And I put down like Rover. Because just wanted to see him. I just miss him. I just want to know what he's doing. Why does that cat have so much, like, power over me? You got the power over me. Mama. Diana, cheer me up with your friggin' hooray.
My friggin' hooray? I have a lot to look forward to in the next, like, month.
And that's what I'm talking about!
And, like, therapy is working.
That's not true. That doesn't happen.
Because, like, not only am I, like, setting boundaries, which is a big thing for me, I'm enforcing them. And, like, this upcoming month is just, like, I paid off my remaining credit card debt today. PAX is next week. Spring break is the week after. Crossing Switch gets here the week after that. Animal Crossing comes out the week after that. Dave and I are having an Animal Crossing sleepover the following week. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Stacked.
Stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks. Yes! Oh, holy shit.
Bells on bells on bells on bells on bells on my end.
I know it's been a ta-da heavy episode, but I just realized that I saved up my first $10,000, and I'm just proud of myself.
Oh my god!
I don't know what to do. Now I feel like a hoarder.
You're supposed to.
That gave me a pit in my stomach. Like, I was really proud for 1 second, and then I was like, ew.
Yeah, but, like, that's an emergency fund.
Yeah.
Like, anything that happens to you, you have that cushion.
If I decided tomorrow that I wanted to quit my job, I just, like, could.
Yeah. I don't have that. Wow, that is really incredible.
Thank you. I just... Woo.
Nice.
Okay. I think... Woo. Sorry, I just hijacked your friggin' hooray. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't realize that was happening. Yeah. Until I went to pay my credit card debt.
I'm so proud of you. Oh my god.
Thank you. That might be my second friggin' hooray. I'm doing two in a row now. Uh-huh. Oh my god. Yeah.
My second friggin' hooray was going to be that I paid off my credit card debt. But I just feel very adult
we're
about it.
Financially stable-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, this like, sticking to my budgets, which is really impressive for me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I wasted a lot of opportunity when I had, like, a real income. But, like, I'm making what I have now work. Yeah. And I'm like, making smarter, like, career moves. Like, I'm going to ask for, like, a raise. And I'm going to ask for full-time at a job that I really, really enjoy. So.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get there someday.
I'm gonna pin on, because now this is my friggin' hooray, too, because I'm a thief in the
night. We just had two collective hoorays.
That's fine. We're fine.
It's okay.
I don't remember what I was gonna say. I totally saw something, and I thought it was moving over my shoulder, and I didn't know what I was going to say next. Ooh, that was a little scary, wasn't it? I don't even know. Oh, I'm sure it was something prominent, but I don't remember. I know what it was. Like, I did a budget spread in my bullet journal for the first time in a couple months. Hey. I think my last one was in, like, November. And usually, that's, like, one of my favorite spreads to make because I love like, math. And I love spreadsheets. And that's what that page is. It's just me doing, like, oh, your paycheck was $300. We put $100 in savings. And we're allowed to spend this much this weekend. How much is left? Like, I love doing, like, very basic math. And I threw on an Uber Eats tracker, and I'm honestly, like, kind of killing it. Like, I did get Uber Eats twice in one day yesterday, but, like, I really just had a moment where I was like, hey, look at this. I still got 6 spots left.
Nice.
Yeah. Like, mini goals. Tiny goals. Micro goals. They just feel nice. Especially when it's, like, about something that I wish didn't run this world so much, but it just does. Mm-hmm. You gotta get over that sometimes.
We need to go just back be to proud a bartering of yourself. System.
It's so hard to just be proud of yourself when you've saved a little money.
It is.
Like, I don't want to be a money hoarder and a stingy person. But I'm also like, yeah, I did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like... Huh. I don't know. I have really, really weird, like, thoughts surrounding money. Because, like, it had this weird energy around it for the longest time. And now that I realize, like, no, it's a tool to, like, help me survive and, like, to make sure that I'm okay in case of an emergency. Like, I kind of owe it to myself to have that cushion and to, like, take care of myself via, like, I have an emergency fund. I can't just, like, spend it on, I don't know, Amazon purchases.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to set aside money so I can, like, buy food for the week and cook so I don't have to, like, eat out because I know it'll be more expensive. And I'll feel worse. Like, yeah. I had to do a lot of work in therapy to, like, have those thoughts. And they haven't even fully set in yet.
Yeah.
So. Huh. But, yeah.
I was out to dinner with one of my friends the other day. And she was like, oh, would like to do the tip, just, like, move the decimal point over times two. And I was like, yeah, and then you, like, add $2 or $3. And she was like, what, you do that? And I was like, you don't? Because it's, like, money for, like, waiters and waitresses and stuff is, like, so hard. And I was like, you're a waitress. You were a waitress for a while. Why don't you do this? And I just, like, that's one of those things where I'm like, huh. I was like, Why do we withhold that extra dollar?
Yeah.
Why do we go, like, I know 15% is, like, standard, but it doesn't kill you to give an extra dollar. Like, I just threw it on the table anyway. Why not? I hate how money rules us, but it is, like, like, that's a good way to use it as a tool instead of, like a vital organ.
Yeah.
Huh. That just, like, I never thought of it as that. Like, bells belong in the tool inventory of Animal Crossing.
Yep.
Which is a thing I'm so excited about.
Yes!
Tool inventory. Who knew I needed it until just now? No more using my mail as tool inventory.
Life-changing.
But yeah. Hey, look at us.
Yeah. Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Deanna, can you spell overused and old meme?
What do you mean? I love it. It's still relevant. I feel like I didn't see it enough for it to get old.
That's valid. It kind of hit us all for like 12 hours and then everyone went, let's not let this get bad. Like, yeah. I'm good now.
It's still good.
Okay, I have a baby garbage bin, and it's that I have one line from Family Guy, which I have never watched, but it's stuck in my head because it's very catchy, and it goes, I have $15,000 in credit card debt. And I do not know the context, but it was on a video the other day. And I just, that's all I know. What else is Family Guy? There's Peter.
There's, she goes, there's one line and from Family Stewie. Guy that's been stuck in my head also.
What is it?
Welcome to Pillow World, Bri.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
It's so funny.
Let me greet you.
There we go. Anyway, should we call it? We're making
Family Guy. On that note?
Like, that's so out of character.
On that Family Guy note? Me, someone who was not allowed to watch Ed, Edd n Eddy referencing Family Guy.
Same!
Gang.
Gang.
Okay.
Alright. Until next time, Don't forget to
suck less,
fuck more,
howl at the moon,
dress in black,
and worship wholeheartedly.
We did it!
Sure. Yeah!